Today's year in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, beginning a brand new Simon, Simon Tof Kuf Samach. We just finished really discussing the halachos of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, and now we're going to discussing the halachos of Laso Zecher L'Churban, an obligation for a person to make in their lives a remembrance to the Churban, not just at the time of the 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av, but throughout life. And the Mechaber starts, Sif Aleph. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Nebuch, since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the rabbis set up, Tiknu Chachamim, Shoyu Ba'osu Ador, the rabbis from that generation set up, She'ein Bonim Le'olam Binyan Misuyad U'mechuyar Kibinyan Hamlochem. We don't build houses the way we used to do, the way the kings do. We do something different. We make something unique to remind us that we're Nebuch living in the days of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't build houses that are Misuyad u'mechuyar, that's like plastered and decorated in certain ways, like they did in the houses of the Melachim. Ela what? Ela toch beis u'betit, when you make your house, you put the cement up, v'sod b'sit, and you put the plaster up, and you leave a place undone. U'meshaya makom amal ama, k'neged ha-pesach, you leave a place, it's one ama by one ama. We'll see, does this mean it has to be a square, or in certain situations, it could just be the full dimensions of a one square amma, even though it's not in a perfect square. Kineged ha-pesach, by the opening to the door, below sid, and you leave that area unplastered. Likewise, v'alokeach chotzim misuyedes u'mechuyeres, if you're buying some house from somebody that's already mitsuyedes u'mechuyeres, that already has this plaster and decorations, pirish mitsuyeres, it's decorated properly, certain designs on it, in that situation, so you're allowed to assume that this was made by a non-Jewish person. You don't have to go peel off the already finished walls. A lot of says in this sif. Let's now look in the Mishneh Berurah and the Bir Halacha. So we'll start off with the Bir Halacha. He says, in Dibra Maskul Shein Bonim, he says, Ubeis Knesses, Ubeis HaMedrash, Shari B'Cholinyan. This is talking about a personal private house, not talking about shuls or Beis Medrash. Hainu there, Af Besid Luchud, Ubeloshir Amalama. There, he brings up in the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim, that you can go make it in the regular way, with regular plaster, and you don't have to leave a remembrance to the Beis HaMikdash. The issue footnote number 12 says, why not? So he brings down from the great Minchas Aluzer, the Munkachi Rebbe, Shetakonazu lo koleles makom hamiyud lemitzvah. When the rabbi said you have to make some sort of a zeichel l'churban, it didn't include a place that was designated to do mitzvah, such as a shul or a base medrash. And he says the same thing applies when they said that you shouldn't play music. It didn't apply, but makom mitzvah. And therefore, he says, "Lochein mishiyesh lo beveso chedim yuchot shin mishdamish bo elul tzorach siyas asuka." If somebody has, for example, a house, part of his house where he has a retractable roof, and that's for his sukkah, so eno tzorach l'shaya bo amalama. In that room, there are those customs that had that would put a zeich l'churban in every single room, not just one room for the house, but in every single room. So he says the room that was designated to really be a sukkah, so that room doesn't require to have a zeicher. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down shatakonai tzorach al base. Oh, haprati, it's only for your private house. The law of Mokum Sibur, not on a public place. And he adds, Shalachain Cheder Ochel Shi Yeshiva, the public cafeteria of a yeshiva. That's called a general public place. You don't have to leave in that room an amma by an amma left unplastered. However, he says, in the inner parts of the yeshiva, even though it's a public area, so you do have to leave the amma amma because it's used privately by individuals or by the Talmidim to, let's say, use that room. So therefore, that's not called a public area like the cafeteria is, and those would need some sort of a zecher. Mr. Brewer, Sif Katan Aleph, tells us, Shekol Dvar Simcha Tzorach Lasus B'davar Zecher L'Churban Abayis. Everything that we have that's a happiness, we have to remind ourselves constantly that the Nebuch is no Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Kosov, the pasuk says, "Im lo aleh es Yushalayim al rosh simchosi." I have to constantly keep Yushalayim in mind, even at the heights of my great simcha. I have to remember Nebuch were living in the days of the destruction of Beis Hamikdash. Dear Shifut number one brings down v'al godel hachova l'skar sechor Beis Hamikdash. How great and important it is that we have to remind ourselves of the Beis Hamikdash's destruction at all times, even at times of great happiness. So he brings down a very scary statement from the Siddur Beis Yaakov, which is the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden Zatzal, and he writes very strong words. He says, "Umale." This was the only sin that we had in our hands, that we don't mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim like we're supposed to. That would explain all of the troubles that the Jewish people have in the Golus. Nebuchadnezzar, all the difficulties that we have, says, are due because we don't mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, especially when we're zochet to have some sort of a goodness in Golus, we must remember at all times the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't, Al Kain, Meis Bilev Nishkachnu, It's like we forget about it. Rachmon Luslan, no saf yogon ayugonenu umachovenu. That can add Rachmon Luslan to the terrible tzaros of the Golos. So that's a very scary statement, very powerful statement for Rav Yaakov Emden. That Mishnah Berurah that I read actually was a little introduction. Now we start with really Sif Katan Aleph. And he says, hey, mini tzura, what does it mean, this plastering and these decorations? So it means some sort of decorations. Ve'ev shalom, you could possibly suggest, shederech ha'olam shetochen betit. Nowadays, when we plaster the walls with cement, v'yachakach sodin besit, and then we put the plaster up on them, v'amlochen osam ha'kobesit, the melochem, they made the whole thing out of plaster, l'fiza afilu besid levadu osur. Therefore, we can't make it even with sid by ourselves. That which he says, you don't make a binyan like this at all. He says, you shouldn't do this even if you leave an amma by an amma that's left undone. He says, the Mechaber chose to copy the words of the Rambam over here. However, others disagree. And he brings down, you can see the Shaar Tzion, the opinion of Magen Avraham, the Gra, and many other Achronim, that they follow the opinion of the Tor, Abul Das HaTor. He says that even if you do make it with the cement and then the plaster, as long as you leave an Amma Bayama open, that is acceptable. And he says, this is the Halacha L'maisa, this is the Minog that people follow. Sivkot and Beis, Toch Beis. So, when you cement your house with this tit, and then you put the plaster up, and you leave an amma by an amma space, that should be just the cement there, and not have the plaster that's put on over it. And he adds, the heicha shema'ariv chol besid, if you put some sand into the plaster, that's also called nami shari al yidei shir amalama. That also fulfills this obligation when it's not such a high quality plaster, you put in sand there. The Eish Makilim Ayidei Chol, he says, there are those that allow you to do this with just sand. The Sri Lhu, the Hecho, the Erev Chol, Shuv Lo Mikri B'Shem Sid. It's no longer called plastering it, and therefore it's allowed. And he adds, Yineh B'Zmanenu Lo Nogul HaShayir. He says, many places people don't do this. Maybe they rely upon this Makil opinion that if you have sand in there, you don't have to leave an open, bare area of an Amma by an Amma. But he says, Al-Koponim Tumu, he says, I'm surprised. Shari Malabin Habatim Besid Levat. There are those that make it with pure plaster. So how do they do it? Well, they're not relying upon the Yesh Makilim. They add sand to it. He says, V'efshu D'davka B'mine Sid HaNikra Gufsh. Shame love and Yosaros. Maybe says they're relying upon the fact that it has to be a certain type of plaster which we don't use, and therefore they're relying upon it. Mashen Kain Sid Shalono. Our Sid doesn't have that status, and therefore maybe it would be acceptable not to leave an Amma by an Amma. He says, Ach Kozeh Dolchak. He says, a Dolchak type of an answer. And he says, Utsarach Ian, Amma Nogin Heter. Why are people not doing this? He says, you really got to look into why not. But if you're just putting up the cement alone, if it's just cement and it doesn't have this real plaster on it, so then you don't have to leave anything. Now, the issue footnote number 2 brings down that this Amma by Amma has to be Keneged HaPesach. It should ideally be opposite the entranceway into the house. They're not in every single room, as I mentioned before. Some have the custom to put it in every single room, and he brings that down over here. Nevertheless, the simple din is that you have to have it once for the entire house, opposite the entranceway into the house. Tissue foot number 3 brings down, does it have to be a perfect square? So I mentioned before, ideally it should be a perfect square. However, in situations where you can't, so then it may be acceptable just to have a total amount that is bare, square amma, one square amma, even if it's not a perfect square by a square. Look in this footnote as well for a discussion, what are the dimensions, how big actually is a one amma by one amma area. Again, it's somewhere between an amma, it's between somewhere between 18 and 24 inches or so, and there are different opinions, ayin in the Dirshu footnote number 3 in the second paragraph. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel says it should be opposite the entranceway. Hainu nochach ha-pesach, opposite the entranceway. Why? Kidei sheyei roya miyad shikonis ha-pesach. So you see it as immediately as you walk into the house. That's the ideal way to do this. The issue foot number 6 brings down, what about in a house where you enter into some sort of like a vestibule first? So he says, from the Stipler Gaon, shiyasu es ha-amo alama b'kir sheneged ha-knisa l'chode ha-rochav lo b'kir sheneged ha-pesach. He says, in that situation, you should put it opposite the wall of the room that you're entering into and not the wall opposite the opening into the house. On the other hand, Rav Yashu says, and that's the way Nishim is Manenu, Shikar Shimoshu b'salon, in the salon. So yesh laso says ha-amo alama b'salon. I think the salon he's referring to means like the living room, the main room, as opposed to an entranceway type of a room or a corridor. He then brings down from the Das Torah in the name of the Shel Shuv Zgur Aryeh, Shiyoch L'Shaya Gam Shlo Keneged HaPesach, if you're making a very large area that's more than an Amma by an Amma, it doesn't have to be right opposite the entranceway. If you physically can't do this for whatever the reason, for example, you have a glass wall or mirrors over there, so the Stipe Lagon brings down, then you put it above the doorway, and we'll see that later on in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, that's what we just mentioned, that if you can't put it right opposite the door, you can put it above the opening, begova, then it's not going to be seen by the people entering the Efshar. However, Kadeshi Yisroa, Tamid, Lefnei Baal HaBayis, Yoshev Ibnim. But the inside person can see it, and that would be sufficient as well. Shalom Rov, for Yoshev Eitzel HaKir, because people stand near the wall, or they sit near the wall. Asher Nocha Pesach HaBayis, it's opposite the front wall. That's brought down in the name of the Shari Tshuva. And he says, Va'osu Asher Yeh Below Sit, so make that area without plaster, and that would be fine. Udolo Ka'osan Osin Amma Shochar. But he says, what you can't do is just blacken in one Amma by an Amma. The Zeo Gam Kinsir, that's almost like a decoration in and of itself. He brings down from the Levush. Dear Shifu number 7 brings down a couple of interesting ideas. It says, what about putting up a picture of the Kosel Maravi over there, or drawing in the Kosel Maravi on this Amma by Amma area? So he brings down from the Muki Orechayim, Shavati Yosu, that's also no good. Adrabba, he says, that's like a decoration, and that's the exact opposite of making Gezeich al-Khurban. Shein Letzai Yisham is Tzidkiyo Melech. He says, you shouldn't make a picture of Tzidkiyo Melech over there, even though Hatzio Maske is a Khurban. He's going to remind you of the Khurban. The Kosel Maravi is going to remind you of the Khurban, but he says, that's still a decoration and not a Zeich al-Khurban. However, he says, if you have this place that is left bare and you put up a picture of the Kotel over there, and it doesn't take up the entire Amma by Amma area, that brings down that would be permissible. Again, I think the idea is that that does show the Zeichel the Churban, and it shows what you're longing for by putting up the picture of the Kotel. Mishnah Berurah continues, says Yesh Makom Shosim Shachar. There are those places that just leave an area black. The Kotel al Zeh Zeichel Churban, and they write on it Zeichel Churban. And in the Shaar Tzion Os Ches, he brings down at the Chayod the Machmes. The Chayod says you shouldn't do this. Mikom Makom Nira Dein Limchos Biyad Mekilim. For those that do this, it's acceptable. Since the Shaya Rabba, maybe Shema Aguda Smach LeMakilim Shosim Shachar Makom Zeh, that there is something to rely upon in doing this. And what is that? In Dirshu Footnote Number 9, it brings down the explanation from the Aguda, and it's a limud zchus on those that are makel over here. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, in the Igros Moshe says, Sheikra Takono Eino Ligareya Bima'at Miyofi Abayis. The whole point here isn't to just diminish the beauty of the house by making one area bare. The whole purpose is to make a hecker that this is a Zeichel L'Churban. And he says, therefore, when they blacken this wall, and it's a zikaron lechorban, shashachris husimu lavelus. This blackness is a sign of a mourning, so therefore, that's the reasoning. And he says this is also brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, there are those that also, v'zoson hatolin bigdei rikma, those that put up some sort of curtains as their walls, sovit kolak solim, yishayru gamkin amama, they should leave one ama bayama that isn't have curtains on it. The issue foot number 8 says, what about if you're putting up wallpaper? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, if you're wallpapering your walls, and also the Kaf HaChayim, Shetzrich M'shayir Amma Amma, you should also leave one area that's not wallpapered, an Amma by an Amma. On the other hand, he brings down from the Aderes, and he says, Yosir Tov Latuach Es Kosli Abayis B'niyoros Tzivuim Milosir Oso B'Sid. He says it's much better to put up colored wallpaper over the walls of the house rather than to plaster them, because this way there is no requirement to go and make a shiur. It's only when there's plastered that the rabbi said to do so. The Mishnah says that if you're purchasing it from a non-Jewish person, you don't have to go and destroy an area one amma by amma. Why? He says, the talina shenasa biyarakum, that it was made by a guy who doesn't have any obligation to have a zechel l'chorban, and now when you're purchasing it, you're buying it from him, you don't have to do this. However, he says, "Vim yodua shenas biyad yisrael beiser." If you're purchasing from a Jew and he didn't go and leave this amma by amma on purpose, so then you do have an obligation. Chayev liklof amma alama. You should peel off one amma by one amma area. Now, this is if it's extant that we said if you're purchasing from a goy, you don't have to go make the amma by amma peeling off because the shukayim. That's if it's still extant. Avol kishenafal. If the wall fell down or something came down and you put it back up, Avilum Yodua Shapam Rishon Yabi Anakum, even though it was originally built by Anakum, Mikomok, Mishikhoser Bonet, when you rebuild it, then Mukhuiv Lashaira Shir, then you do go have to make the Shir, the Amma Bayama, unplastered area because it's now being rebuilt. The issue footnote number 10 goes through a whole number of inyan. We won't have time to go through it inside it. What happens if you're purchasing it to go sell it, if you're purchasing it to rent it out, if you're renting out from a Jew, does the Jew who owns it have the obligation, the Jew who's renting it, do neither of them have the obligation? Ayin and the issue footnote number 10 for many of these dinim. The issue footnote number 11 brings down af imrak sod mitzayim mechadosh. If you're repainting and replastering, so then he brings down for the arugis habosim shigam tzorich l'shaya amalama. Then you have to go, even if you're redoing it, you have to go and leave off one area and ama bayama undone. He brings down for the prima godim shemi shigor b'schiris. If you're renting from a place from a goy umesai latz mechoshana mechadosh, and every year you repaint the walls, you replaster the walls tzorich l'shaya, then you have to leave off a one by one area. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechal writes, V'chein hiskinu. Likewise, the rabbi set up the following takana. Sha'orech shulchan. If you're setting up your table, laso su'ud al-yorcham, a fancy meal for guests. That's why it's a meal for guests, which is a fancier meal than your just plain old meal that you have every day in your house. So when you're having a fancier meal, you have to leave some things out. Mechasim imenu ma'at. Leave something out. Don't bring everything out. Meniach mokum ponoi below kara. Leave one place open without a plate. Menakaros from all the plates that you have. Horius losisham that you normally would put out there. Leave something out as a zechel l'churban. In the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masel, V'chein Iskinu, he says, V'tzoruch Iyun, Shukoza Einogim Klal. He brings down for the Chayyadav. Nobody does this today. How come? Why not? So he brings down in the Dir Shifut number 16 from the Kafel Chayim, who brings a reason why people aren't machbid on this today. Shadavku B'zmaneyam, in their days, Shoyaseidil Tavshilim Shemavim L'Tneyarchim. They had a set pattern. They bring out this, then they bring out this, then they bring out this. So therefore, it would be noticeable if something was left out. But nowadays, people just bring out whatever they have. There's no set order that you have to do it in the following way. So therefore, it wouldn't be recognizable if you left out one thing. Mishabur Sivkan Hay says the Suda Orchim, Zafilu Suda Smitsu, Kamila Vachasana. Even when you're making a Suda that's Suda Smitsu, like a Brismila Suda or a Chasana Suda, Vakoshkain side Sudas, and certainly other fancy meals that you're making that aren't Mitzvah Sudos. You have to apply this, leaving something out from the meal. However, the issue foot number 13 says your regular weekly daily meals. So he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Revozes Atzal, She'ain Tzorech L'chasim Yenumat. You don't have to leave anything off from your regular nightly supper. She'kol Allah Zun Emeret Sal Sudas Gedolim. Gedolos, this is a special din for a special meal. Shader Cholim L'Harbos B'minim Shemacholim B'chol Mashavshav. People put out a lot of extra stuff. And he brings down Kemosh Soz Suda L'Archim. That's why it said Stavka Suda for Nachim, which is a special fancier meal. And he adds, "Shesuda also odom lebonav asmuch ba shulchano vade inu mechalze." If you're just having your family over, you don't have to do this. And he says, "Vapilim tim saloma shav kazu suda bechlal atakana." And you want to tell me, "Oh, this is a fancy meal as well?" He says, "Nevertheless, mikol mokum lo nagu kain. This isn't the custom, and therefore it's not necessary to do so." And Dishu foot number 14 says the same thing applies to suda sporim. He brings out for the morutzia shino tzorich lasu zechel churban because chayav lebesume bepuria adalo yada. There you have to put out a whole bunch of extra stuff, and it's a special meal that doesn't have this requirement of zechel. And that's what the Mishnah says. He also brings down this Morag Tzia. Ayin the Morag Tzia, the Besuda Shabbos V'yontiv, lo yichasu shum davar. So on Shabbos and Yontiv, and on Purim, you don't have to go and leave anything out. Those are different. Sivkot and Vav, he says you leave something out. Kolomar she'ein nosin kol tavshilim aruim l'suda. You don't bring out every possible meal that you could bring out to this meal. Elam chasma, you leave something out. Even afilu kasa taharas, even these little small fish dishes that they used to have, daibes there. That would be enough to show that they're leaving something out. Brings down from the Megum Magen Avraham. Sivkot and Zayin, meniach mokum ponoi, leave a place open. The lav hachi, if you don't do this, lo yanikar chisoin, it won't be recognizable that something's being left out. Avu kishi yaniach ponoi, yagisho yoroi, o tavshul elishanech. Sorry, brings up from the Taz, that you have this extra plate out there that you don't fill in with stuff, so you see, oh, we're leaving something out. We didn't bring out some extra side dish, and that will be the heker. Vinei alavush hishmitanayzeh. The lush leaves this out. He says, "Evshad the surulei the mechasim mat levad the sagi." It's enough if you don't fill it up all the way. If you leave something out, you don't have to necessarily have an empty plate. Mechaber continues and he says, "Ukisho isha osa tachshite akesav azov." When a woman puts on her jewelry, puts on her silver and her gold, mishayro min mimine hatachshit. She has to leave some jewelry out. Shino heges bohem that she would normally put on. Kidei shelo yeh tachshit shalem. So she shouldn't also look fully adorned as a zeichel l'churban. In the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches, he says, "Hainu im yesh lahar b'mini tachshitin lo tosim kula aleha bevasachas." He has many different types of jewelry. Don't put them all on at the same time. He says, "Rak b'chol pam tishayir achas lizkor achorban." She should leave one off as a zechel achorban. He says, "Vanoshim hamiskashlos b'milui gorim levad zeroz rabos b'yumos olam hamiskanam hem." He says, even if they didn't have this din of zechel achorban, if they wear all the jewelry, it causes tremendous envy amongst the goyim, which is a terrible, terrible thing. And he brings down in Dishfut number 18 that he says, this is a terrible thing. Esav hates us. Yishmael hates us. They each feel that we took away their brachos. Esav, we took away the bracha from Yitzchak. And Yishmael says that Yitzchak stole everything from Avram. So they hate us. And therefore, when the pasuk says, Lama Tisro, Yaakov says we should be afraid. We shouldn't look like we have plenty. And therefore, he says, ostentatiousness is something that we should be very, very careful about. Don't show off our wealth in front of the goyim. Dishavud number 17 says if she doesn't normally wear all of her jewelry all at once anyway, so Chaim Kanievsky brings down, she doesn't have to leave something off just to fulfill this idea. She shouldn't wear all the jewelry. With this, we conclude today's shiur.